We've been hearing all week about the impact of the markets on banks in New York and politicians in Washington and on the campaign trail. What about people in St. Louis, say, or Laramie?
Well, we sent reporters out to those cities and to Seattle and West Hartford, Connecticut, to find out how the recent Wall Street meltdown is affecting them.
It hasn't affected my well, I don't know what it's done to my retirement, but I'm not at that point where I'm that affects me. It's all paper at this point.
I'm not going to change a thing. If I'm going to save money, it'll be in my own pocket. I'm not going to let nobody else hold it. I don't trust nobody with my money.
I was living from paycheck to paycheck, so we decided it was important to start saving because I wanted to buy a bigger house, possibly adopt children, and then buy a new car. I'm not doing that now because I want to keep my savings. I want to have some kind of backup.
Well, I have my job still. I just bought a house too. So right now I'm doing quite okay as long as I can keep my job. But the way things are, you never know.
It doesn't mean anything for me on a day-to-day basis except being extremely nervous. We're not planning any big purchases right now. There's no new cars in the future for me.
I have some money in the market and thought I could live on that for a couple of years. So I sold all my earthly goods in my home and I just started traveling. But now I'm starting to worry because I've lost a fortune in the last 6 months. Well, not a fortune, but a fortune to me.
That was Holly Kalstein in West Hartford, Connecticut, John Townsend in Laramie, Wyoming, Kristen Gardner in Seattle, Wajarsi Sakar in St. Louis, Cheryl Zunart also in Seattle, and Jordan Engel in Laramie, Wyoming.